Hi, Audra.
Oh, hiya.
Hiya, it's Michael from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Sorry, I called you a little bit early before. I thought I'd best give it a try again.
All right, sorry.
It's okay. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Audra, about your case now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Miss Martin, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role at MMA, Audra, to go out and gather the evidence for you. Not so much to go over your time in care again. You've already done that with our customer care team.
Yeah.
It's more to understand, you know, you as a person and the trauma that you faced as a child and suffered. How's that had an effect on your adult life? You know, how's it haunted you into your adult years, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety?
Yeah, I know a lot of the patients, like 10 years from...
How long would you say you've been on the antidepressants for?
Oh, probably about 30 years. 30 odd years.
How are you today, Audra?
Yeah, I'm fine today, yeah. All my meds and that, they go up and down and that. Then I've also got 3 slip discs in my neck and 2 in my lower back.
Wow.
So that has its toll on us as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. So obviously you've had depression for a long time. Did you have any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Audra? Or is it just mental health problems you've had?
No, I got stopped as quick as I started it,
yeah. Yeah, what was that again, Audra? Sorry, I didn't
catch that.
Amphetamines?
Yeah.
Like speed, is it?
Pardon?
Is that speed, is it? They call speed.
Yeah. Over the years, then that got stopped as quick as I started it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I was drug dependent or anything. No, I don't really drink or anything. I wasn't a much of a drinker.
Did you speak to your GP about the amphetamines, or did you just come off that yourself?
I come off all that myself. They never even knew actually what it was. I had that quite good,
okay.
I had my daughter, and then she was in the night with hospital and things like that when she was younger. She was chronic asthmatic and that, so that didn't help either.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got you on antidepressants for 30 years. You had some issues with amphetamines, but you never sought any sort of medical attention. You were never a drinker.
No.
I do have a really, really tough question, Audra. It's one that I have to ask, but it absolutely pains me to do so. So I apologise massively in advance. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Audra?
Have I tried to? No.
Thank God for that. The reason why I asked that is, obviously, you know, a lot of these suicide attempts end up in hospital. And I would obviously have wrote to the hospital to get that evidence. But I'm so glad that you've never tried.
No, no.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, also with your permission, is I'm going to get, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to gather all of your, obviously, mental health, medical records, because we can use that as evidence of, you know, trauma, past trauma, should we say. And then I'm also then going to write to the social services and the educational authorities of the care settings you were in. And then we'll clump that together, obviously, as a package. And what that does, it obviously gives the Scottish Redress, when it comes time to deliberate on our case, an overall picture of not only, you know, you when you're in care, what happened to you in care, but also, you know, the effects that that's had on you into your adult life. Just obviously gives you the best, and us the best chance we can of.
But like you say, the doctor didn't really know about any drug abuse or anything.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The antidepressant side is it speaks to, you know, your mental health anyway, so that's totally fine.
All right.
That's absolutely plenty. So can I take your GP's details, please, Audra?
It's Daycourt Surgery.
Daycourt?
Daycourt.
Can you spell it for me, sorry?
G-A-Y.
Yeah, Court.
C-O-U-R-T. Daycourt Surgery. And I think that's either 56 K Street, Dundee.
And that is where again, sorry, Audra?
Pardon?
Where was it, sorry?
I think it's 50 South K Street, Dundee.
50 South K Street. Okay, so that's Take Horse. That'll be a capital C owner. Okay. How long have you been with that GP for?
Oh, God, some of them's a VR, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so obviously I write to your GP. I tend to get them back pretty quickly. The fight that I've got on my hands, Audra, is obviously with the social services and the education authorities and National Records Scotland, to gain your information from your time in care. We're very, obviously very well equipped to do that as a law firm. So that's my problem and my hurdle to get over. But when I get your information back, Audra, from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, please. I was actually asking, was it Billy? I get my caretaker.
You've got them?
No, I was asking if I was able to hug them.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's your records, yeah. It's your journey.
Yeah.
If it helps you, I'll gladly send them to you.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
I offered them to all my clients, Audra, because obviously, you know, it may help piece together some parts of their past.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of my clients want them. Some of my clients never ever want to see them, so that's why I always do ask. So once we get your time and care information back, I'll send you all copies. I'll send you copies of everything I get.
Yeah.
What we'll do, Audra, is that we'll go through them together. If you're happy to go through them with me, then great. If you want me to, you know, get a female colleague to run through them with you, it's entirely up to you. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
We'll go through all of your care as a business with you. Make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything out. You're happy that we've obtained all of the information. We'll go through all of your statements. Make sure all of your statements have everything in that you want in there. And then what we'll do is we'll attach your medical records with your mental health data on there. And we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Right.
So what we've done so far, Aura, just so you see the whole picture, is we've told Scottish Redress that we are going to claim. We've been recognised as your law firm, and we've got an application number for you.
Right.
But we've also told them that we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So they are waiting for us to, provide the support and evidence, if you like. From there, so once we provide them with the support and evidence, like I said, we then await what's called a panel date order.
Right.
Where a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will, judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. It's not an open forum, if you like.
Right.
And then we will get notification of any recognition of wrongdoing for you, and hopefully an apology, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Ms. Martin.
Right, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Audra, on that process?
No, nothing that I can think of, no.
Okay. Just one more question, Audra. Was you known as Audra Martin in care?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so just due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Audra, I just need to go back a step with you, just so you fully understand our fees. I know you've been through this with Billy. But we're about to start on, our main body of work with you or for you, if you like. So over the next 8 months, me and my team are going to be really chasing down all of your information. So I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees and the options that are available to you before we actually start this next or big chapter of gaining your information. So just to let you know, Audrey, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that's entirely up to you. And that is an option for you.
I'm quite happy with you dealing with that. Thank you, thanks for me.
Just to let you know, Audrey, option two is... there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this or are unable to charge you fees is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. They get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws their case.
Mm.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I am unable to, divulge those law firms' practices, what they would do for you, but probably more importantly, Audra, what they don't do for you as a client. All I can tell you is, as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't take handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. What we do, Audra, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yeah.
In which, you win, we win. If you lose, we lose.
Mm.
Our fates are tied together. It's on us as a business to go out and give you, the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Uh-huh.
Our fees, Audra, are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less. Like 19.2%, or just if it leaves a conversation, and ease of maths, we tell clients it's 20%, including all that. So what that means, Audra, is no matter how much time and effort, work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, Audra, the no fee side, if we are unsuccessful, Audra, we will never come looking for our fees from yourself. Because you've been through such, hardship and mental health problems because of your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial strain if we're unsuccessful with your case.
Mm-hmm.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time our side. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee order. It's on me and my business to go out and give you the best chance. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great, yeah. I mean, no way to start with anything like that, so...
That's okay. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Audra?
Yeah, I do understand that, yeah.
Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Audra, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is if you want to change your mind, up until day 14, you can rip up any documentation, any contracts you have with us, and walk away and obviously go and choose, chase this Scottish redress claim yourself and whichever which way you choose. If you were unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, Audra, I can restart that from today on this call, or alternatively, if you're happy with the process, happy with our fees, happy with us as a law firm, and want us to continue, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period, and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Ms. Martin.
No, I'm happy with you to go ahead with that.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You have my number now, Audra. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, you just give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background and what you've been through, give me a call. Any questions about your case, call me. I work for you, Audra, so you won't be wasting my time in any way, shape or form. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all of my official contact details, outlining our process, and I'll be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on, whether that's by email or a phone call. Is that okay, Miss Martin?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
I can think of no.
It's okay. You can always call me if you have any questions. Just give me a call. Like I said, I work for you, so.
Yeah.
If you need anything, give me a call.
Yeah, no, I can't think of nothing at the moment, yeah.
Okay, Audra, no problem. Like you said, if you need me, just call me.
Okay, yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Audra. It was lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, you too. You too. Why you see the doctor for the hover clue about the uncertainties? I think that was more doing it in my daughter's health than anything else. That's how it ended up with the uncertainties and that bit.
Yeah, that's probably the best reason you can get out of it, isn't it, with things?
Pardon?
That's the best reason to snap out of it, isn't it?
Yeah. She was in a good way in her face, so she was in the hospital a lot and things like that. And loved you know well, because she would help me, if she gave me something to help me to sleep, she wouldn't be here the next day.
Yeah.
This is chronic asthmatic, so that was more due to when the drug abuse come into things.
Okay.
But other than that, growing up, I'd probably say it was more or scary me than anything else.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Audra, I've got to jump off. I do apologise. I've got another call at 10 to 10. But if you need me for anything, just give me a call.
Okay, that's great.
Perfect. Thank you, Audra.
Okay.
Lovely speaking to you. Thank you for being so brave.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thanks for phoning.
Yeah, not a problem. Anytime. Thanks, Audra.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.